Yeah, yeah.
What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The morning show. Hello. With Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
Good morning. It's a TGI Friday. Carol, Josh, and Jill here to take you into the weekend with some fantastic prizes. Got a huge one today, courtesy of Frizzle. We are sending you for a family poopcation at Shangri-La, Singapore. It's worth over $1,800.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a staycay, but you know, everybody's got to do the daily biz. So we're having a little fun with a poopcation.
And also, parents, I'm talking to you. Yesterday, we wanted to know, do your dogs sleep in bed with you? Today, I want to know, do your children still sleep in bed with you?
What happens if you have dogs and kids? Where are you sleeping?
That's true.
And we're going to start our day right, of course. Set the standard, set the direction and tone for our day ahead.
Mm-hmm. For now, though, it's music from Michelle Branch and everywhere on Kiss.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Jonas Brothers and Cool here in Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. How you doing? Thanks for having us on. It's Carol, Josh, and Jill with you. Time to start your day right.
Okay, I don't quite know what this quote means, so I'm leaving it up to interpretation, but I love the way it sounds. It's from Mark Twain, so you know it's going to be good. All you need in life is ignorance and confidence, and then success is guaranteed.
I don't understand.
I also don't understand, but it sounds good, right?
Ignorance and confidence. So that means just be bold about being stupid.
I'm trying to think, it's ignorance and confidence. Like, the less you know, sometimes the better, right? Ignorance is bliss, right? Yeah. And then confidence, you guys still have a good attitude about it, and then success will follow.
Yeah, I feel like it's fake it till you make it, you know?
In a way,
I'm not quite sure what I'm talking about, but I'm going to act like I do. I'm going to be very confident about it, and then maybe I can trick people into believing I know what I'm saying.
That's how a lot of top leaders, managers get by in life. How there they succeed.
Go.
They actually don't really know what they're doing when they go into a company. It's true.
And that's the thing, you know, when you grow up as a kid, you think the adults, our parents, our teachers, they know everything in the world. And then you become an adult.
And a parent.
And then you're like, actually, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm just winging it. Yeah. Nobody knows any better.
So once again, all you need in life is ignorance and confidence, and success is guaranteed.
Okay, try it. You might like it. For now, though, Renee Dominic on Kiss.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. That was Avril Lavigne and Breakaway.
The original version of Breakaway, not Kelly Clarkson's one that we've known and sung for all these years. Mm. But Avril Lavigne is finally releasing it, and I think I like it better than the Kelly Clarkson one.
Same.
All right, time for In Other News, news that didn't make the headlines, but still very important.
Yes.
And we are starting off with news about the NDP. You know, we've got NDP packs every year.
Yeah.
Which I've never been to, the NDP parade.
Ever in your entire life?
Never been to an NDP parade.
We need to sort this out. I'll call Adrian Pang.
How can? You never go Zouk out, never go National Day Parade.
I've just been hiding under a rock somewhere. Aww. But I'm so excited to be reading about how this year, for the first time ever, robots are being used by the army to prepare the NDP packs instead of full-time national servicemen.
Mm, they say only...
Really? What do you mean?
When they say robots are packing it, we're thinking like C-3PO.
Yes.
No, it's an iPad. It's one iPad, it's an app.
And don't spoil it for
with
me.
A cable. That's all.
Well, they say definitely it's going to make packing more efficient with minimum manpower. But since I've never been to an NDP, I don't know what's in a pack. But they have been giving away lots of cool stuff. I've seen some of it on Carousel. Very awesome. But they're trying to cut down the number of items to be more environmentally friendly. And so this year's NDP pack will only have a handful of items like snacks, drinks, a fan, and a flag.
Yeah, because the rest of the prizes are all through QR code.
Oh.
You just scan and then you just download through the app. I'm pretty sure that's how it is. Download the vouchers, you know?
In other news, KFC and Pizza Hut are replacing Pepsi with Coke in selected menu items.
Coca-Cola all the way.
Wait, what? Why?
They didn't say why, but certain menu items will only have Pepsi packaged with it, and others, like the a la carte, then you can choose Coke.
No, cannot. Don't mess with it. Because it's like, whenever I go to McDonald's, I get Coke, right? Mm. That's what's served there. And if I go to KFC, I expect Pepsi. Like, oh, interesting. What's Pepsi up to? Now I won't know what to do with life.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. That was Rihanna and Umbrella. Good morning, you're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Time for a pop-off.
The biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. We haven't seen Rihanna's baby yet, and by that I mean her album. But she has just trademarked Fenty hair.
What?
She's gone from makeup to lingerie. Now hair is the next area that she's going to be an expert in, okay? She's a billionaire already. Mm. And soon she'll be selling wigs, hair extensions, hair clips, curlers, brushes, and more.
That's pretty genius because I've never had a hair extension thingy.
Really?
Like never.
Like the clip-on ones, like a pink little streak?
I just can't seem to find the right one. Don't know how to use it. But hopefully with Rihanna stepping in, things might be a little bit more accessible for us.
Rumor has it she might be going to kitchenware soon as well.
Oh, really? My goodness. Yes. I hope so.
Fork, spoon, ladle.
I'll do it.
Fenty ladle. All right. Also, Psy. Mm. Y'all know Psy.
Oh, but Gangnam Style.
There you go. This week was the 10th anniversary of Psy's Gangnam Style, but no one is talking about it, right? Because, you know, back then there used to be the Macarena, the ketchup song dance. There were all these different dances that people did, and I think Gangnam Style was that last big viral one.
Yeah, and
Gentleman was really good as well.
Yeah, Gentleman was pretty good, but nowadays we have a new dance every day on TikTok.
That's true.
You know, so let's not forget the one who really opened doors for K-pop today, Psy. Finally, with the new Thor Love and Thunder, if you haven't seen it yet, it's still in cinemas. It has now made the entire MCU movie binge. Like, if you're gonna watch everything before you watch a new one, it is not gonna take you 100 hours.
Wow. Oh, that's okay. Oh, hours.
100 hours. Back to back, no toilet breaks. Uh-oh. That is the
entire... I'm down for that. I think I've done that several times already, actually.
That's a lot of Chris Evans.
I know. Still not enough.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Connor Maynard, Hate How Much I Love You here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. And yes, when it comes to cleaning household chores, do we love it? Do we hate it?
It really depends. You know, when I get in the zone, I am meticulous.
Ooh, wow. How about you, Josh?
I recently moved out of my family's apartment, right? And I got to be honest with you, when I was staying with my mom and dad, I never cleaned because they do it for me. You know, you come home and it's done.
Right.
So I just let them do that. I'm sure they enjoyed it.
You don't rob someone of their joy, right?
Right. But now I actually feel a sense of ownership with everything around. I want it to be clean.
Yeah.
I want it to look presentable when I have friends over. So my apartment is as clean as the first day we opened its doors.
You've arrived, Josh. You are house proud. That's what you are.
But is it actually true that like cleaning helps like alleviate stress and stuff?
It is true because researchers over at University of Toronto, right, they have claimed that cleaning reduces stress in the way that it elevates residual anxiety from a stress-inducing physical scene. So if your house is messy, right, just by cleaning alone, you feel relaxed, which is, I think, quite common sense. But here's the other thing. It also creates enhanced adaptive cardiovascular reactivity to a highly stressful context of social performance or evaluation.
I don't know what you just said. I don't know what you said.
I do believe that this means that you react less. Your heart, you know, when you get anxious and all that, you react less to stressful social situations.
Right.
Just by cleaning.
That physical activity of it, you know, that breathing.
Yeah, it helps calm your heart. Yes, the breathing helps calm you down. Okay. At a physical level.
I get it. So the next time Jill tells me she's stressed, I would just knock over a glass of water.
No, don't do that. Just the image of that is stressing me out.
Carol's the sunshine. Jill is the coffee. And Josh? Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but your happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. On Kiss 92.
Good morning, good morning. It's a TGI Friday. And yes, coming away this hour, oh my goodness, massive prize courtesy of Frizzo. We're talking about a family poopcation.
I love it. Okay, this is specifically for families with young children because Frizzo wants to promote the education of good gut health.
Yes, yeah. So this is going to be happening at Shangri-La.
I love that. It's one of my favorite hotels in Singapore. And it's not just like one night staycation. No, this is epic.
It's awesome. It's worth over $1,800. That's coming your way this hour. Hang tight.
But if you're also looking for things to do with the family this weekend, I've got the plans made out for you, and I'm going to throw in some discounts as well.
Nice. For now, though, music from Howie Day and Collide.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
Conan Gray and Maniac here in KISS 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. It's a TGI Friday with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Let's find out what to do this weekend.
Okay, here's what's happening. Gardens by the Bay, the children's garden. They have now opened their water park once again. Mm-hmm. But just take note of the timings. It used to be Monday to Sunday. Uh-huh. Now it's only Thursday to Sunday.
Where's this water play thing in Gardens by the
Bay? I don't know. I haven't gone myself, but it looks really incredible. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't gone, that's what you're going to do this weekend. Take the family to the children's garden and have some water play.
Great way to beat the heat.
Yes, and also Sentosa, free movies from now till the end of September, and it's first come, first serve, no bookings required, and it's a mix. Okay, so you've got children's movies like Cars, okay, but you also have Gone in 60 Seconds.
Cool.
So very, very interesting. You can check those out.
All this by the beach.
Yes. Nice. I've never had a movies by the beach experience. Have you? Oh, Has it been done before? I've done it once
With Hendrix at Tanjung Beach Club. So yeah, it's really beautiful.
Very dramatic.
Nice,
I love it.
Nice.
And also, if you live in the east, okay, check out D-Marquee, the latest coolest indoor playground with massive inflatable playgrounds, 14 thrilling attractions. Plus, they're having a promotion. Ooh. So now you buy two tickets, you get one free. Originally, it's $25 per ticket, but with the promotion, it's $16.
Oh, three of us can go. Buy two, get one free.
Yes.
Actually, the way she's telling us all this, what's happening over the weekend, it sounds like those infomercials I used to watch. It's like, call now. Like, yes, I will.
Check it out this weekend, why don't you? Time now is 7:15.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
KISS 92 is all the great songs in one place. Good morning, you're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Time for...
Seal it with a...
Kiss. And this morning, we are chatting with Ding Xuan. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Carol. Morning, Josh. Morning, Jill.
Woohoo!
Hi!
I understand Ding Xuan has been listening to us for a very, very long time.
Super long.
Yeah, we know this voice. He was a kid when we first met.
Really,
yeah,
Ding Xuan?
I think we go back like 8, 9 years back.
How old are you now?
I'm 21 this
year.
Stop! Cannot, you cannot do this to
Stop
us.
It.
In our mind, you're still like a little 12-year-old. Kid. This Ding Xuan who comes from our meet and greet.
Yeah. No, he used to listen to us from primary school.
I grew up listening to you guys now.
Yeah, I remember you. And I remember you in an NS, and I remember when your voice broke, and now I get your seal it with the kids. You've got a girlfriend. How dare you?
Hey, what's the special occasion today, Ding Xuan?
It's actually my girlfriend's birthday today.
What's her name?
Xingyi.
Xingyi, tell us about her.
I guess she's just the sweetest girl I know. You know, she's always so caring, always there for me, and I guess thank you for just being you, I guess.
Thanks, Tran. Josh and I really raised you right. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. You're such a gentleman.
All right, and you got a special song request for her?
I guess I'll dedicate her favorite song. Mm-hmm. So it's BTS and Dynamite.
Okay, hopefully you are the number one guy in her life, right? Not any member of BTS.
Hopefully.
Well, my good old friend, you are walking away with a $100 voucher from Ha Ha Hot Pot, and this is enough for 5 people, so you, your girlfriend, can bring more people as well.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Got special kiss, not can kiss kiss on the air?
Okay, can. 1, 2, 3, more.
Oh, Ding Xuan.
So good to hear from you.
Have a fabulous day. You enjoy your treat at Haha Hot Pot.
Thank you so much. Love listening to the two of you guys together on Radio Lab.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
The Free, and you found me here in KISS 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. So it's no secret that with more people renting in Singapore these days, it's now a landlord's market. And I want to try and help you save on rent. Because Josh,
yes,
you are a new renter this year.
I am honestly a little bit anxious.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's talking about property prices all the time. And I feel a little bit safe because I'm renting. But then I hear rental prices are also going up.
Yes, I think it's skyrocketed by as much as 30% for some people, if not more. Yeah, so it's quite a bit. So if you are a renter or planning to rent, here are some things to look out for, okay? Number one, rent units with partial or no furnishing, because you can potentially save up to $200 to $300 a month for such homes in the suburbs and up to $2,000 a month for luxury condos.
Yeah.
That's the difference with partial or no furnished units.
Yeah, that was what I did. I wanted like nothing in the apartment so I can do it up myself. But the amount of money I spend after that on the couches, the fancy things.
IKEA. Yeah. Cut down on the frills, so consider renting units that have no tennis court or swimming pool and other amenities, because those jack up the prices as well. Because do you really need a pool? Do you really need a tennis court?
No.
I mean, everyone has their little like deal breakers, right? So mine, I just need a gym and the pool. That's all we have.
Yeah, some places don't have that. So maybe look for those places. Renew or extend your leases, because tenants are likely to save more when you go to your landlord and you extend the lease. Okay. Or maybe consider renting for 2 years minimum. Yes. Landlords like that because they lock you in for at least 2 years. They don't have to go searching for another tenant.
That is where I'm at right now. We're locked in for 2 years. I would do it for 10 years, to be honest.
Don't say what your landlord is listening.
Oh no, I will see how after 2 years, okay? Mr. Raja.
And finally, consider low rent housing estates or older properties, because with increased home-based work arrangements, right, a lot of us are not going into the office. So do you really need to live near the CBD? Do you really need to live in the center of town?
Yeah.
Go further out into the suburbs, because that's where you'll find lower rent homes.
Yeah, that's a good tip, that one.
So there you go. If you're renting, these are just some things to look out for. Hey, do stay with us, because coming up shortly, this big, big, massive prize from Frizzo.
A poopcation at Shangri-La with over $1,000. They want you and your family to live in luxury and then take a look at your poo and discuss.
Stick around for that happening next on Kiss.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Glass Animals and Heat Waves here in Kiss 92. Good morning, you're with Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new morning show brought to you by Caro. And today it's time for us to chat with our young Kiss fam, bearing in mind that we've got a wonderful prize to be given away this morning as well, courtesy of Frizzle. It's a poopcation at Shangri-La with over $1,800.
Yeah, we want to speak to the KISS fam, also the ones young at heart, right? Because this is going to be something to think about.
Alicia Silverstone, best known for her role in Clueless, right, has gone on Instagram and declared, "I'm a natural mother. I still sleep with my son, who is 11 years old."
Whoa. No.
And this is not weird, because in nature, mamas will always sleep with their young, because if they don't sleep close to their young, then a predator will come and eat the baby.
Right, okay. So it's instinctual.
Instinctual. So she's saying that, you know what, that's why I still sleep with my 11-year-old son. It's only natural.
But there are no bears that are coming out of like the forest to attack him, right?
Ironically, her son is named Bear.
Wow! Okay.
Yeah, so I want to know, right, at what age do you, you know, cut the apron strings and tell your kids, "Hey, go back to your room, sleep in your own room."
Yeah, that room is yours, you know.
Yeah.
Does Lily still sleep with you?
She's actually never slept with me.
Oh.
But recently, now that I'm on the morning show, she's gotten a little bit clingy. And the last 3 weeks, she's been sleeping with me, and I want her gone. I want her out of my bed already.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I have a nightmare. Your problem. Go to your room.
So today we're curious, though, with our KISS fam and parents, do your children still sleep with you? At what age do you want to kick them out?
Yes. WhatsApp us, 8855-0920. Give me some advice. If you ask them to leave, how do you tell them? Hey, please go back to your room. Mom needs to rest.
All right, get in touch right now here on KISS. Meanwhile, it's Jennifer Page and Crush.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Earlier in the morning.
With Carol, Josh and Jill on KISS 92.
Good morning, good morning. It's a TGI Friday. And KISS fam, we want to hear from you this morning.
Do your children still sleep with you? And at what age do you just say, "Hey, get back to your room"?
I've always found this concept very strange. I see it in Hollywood movies. Like, "Mom, I got a nightmare." It's like, "Come here, child." It's like, "No."
I never slept with my parents at all.
Right,
I did it as an adult, though.
How? What do you mean?
Like, in my 20s, I would see my mom in bed and she's watching TV now. Just crawl in and watch TV with her as an adult.
Yeah,
but not as a kid, never.
Right.
But KISS fam, we want to hear from you. Get in touch via WhatsApp, 8855-0920. And for chiming in this morning, a fantastic poopcation at Shangri-La waiting for you with over $1,800.
This is an epic staycation for the whole family.
Courtesy of Frizzo. Looking forward to hearing from you. Meanwhile, it's Miley on KISS.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
The Backstreet Boys, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place, here with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new morning show brought to you by Carol. Hey, how'd you like to win a Frisco Family Poopcation?
Yes, please.
Worth over $1,800 happening at Shangri-La. It's a 3-day, 2-night staycay.
Mm. Fantastic. Greg, okay, we want to know, at what age do you tell your kids, hey, sleep in your room, huh? Nas, what do you have to say about that?
Good morning, Kiss 92. I'm Nas here. I think that ideally, your child shouldn't sleep with you at all, because once it happens, there's no going back. So I've had 3 children and all of them have been in my bed for about 5 years. So The last one is 5 and she's still in bed with us, and I have no idea when she's going to go to her own room. Having said that, it's nice to wake up to their faces.
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
Aww. Ask her to start paying rent. Maybe she'll go.
Yeah, poor thing. We also have Kelly's take on things.
I think maybe from K1, K2 onwards, that's like 5 to 6 years old onwards, because that's when they can learn to be independent. We can train them to sleep on their own to prepare for the new phase, which is from primary 1 onwards.
Okay.
Independence is good.
5 years though, I got 3 more years of Lily in bed with me.
What about you, Jamie?
Hi, morning, Kiss 92. Well, I guess till she get married.
Wow!
I love that. That's hilarious. And then you can also make sure she don't do funny business. Huh?
Yeah.
But awkward, right? Awkward.
Next to me, I handcuff you.
Hey, get in touch with us via WhatsApp 8855-0920. Not too late for you to chime in. Tell us, is your child still sleeping with you? And if they are, at what age do you plan to kick them out of bed? It's also your chance to win a fantastic prize from Frizzo, a family poopcation worth over $1,800 here on KISS. Time now is 8:15.
A new voice, a new look. A new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
It's Megan Trainor and Lips Are Moving here in KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. For a Singaporean, that means you're eating a lot. My lips are moving. 8:23 on a Friday. How are you doing? It's Carol, Josh, and Jill with you on the brand new morning show brought to you by Carol. And today we're asking our young KISS fam,
do you still sleep with your kids? And at what age do you ask them to hit the road and get back to their own room?
Here's Denise.
This is Denise here, sharing my experience. So I moved my firstborn out of my room at 14 months. But from a parent's point of view, once she was out of my room, it was suddenly out of sight, out of mind. I could hardly hear her cries in the middle of the night, and I tried to ignore them, you know. And given about a week or so, it kind of soon died down. And she could then sleep on her own up to today. Thank you.
Wow, that's a brave move.
I've been doing the same, but now with the morning show, like, yeah, so true. You put them in another room, you can't really hear them cry. Then you just fall back asleep. Then you realize, you know, they too can self-soothe. So maybe I'll give this a go again.
The most important thing is to just trust, okay? Because otherwise you keep going over, huh, cry, okay, I'm here.
Yes.
You gotta let it go.
Oh my
let
god, Josh, are you parents?
All right, hey, not too late for you to chime in. 8855-0920 on WhatsApp. It could lead you to a fabulous prize from Frizzo. It's a poopcation worth over $1,800. We are going to be giving away that cool prize in just a few moments. So get in touch here on KISS.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
It's Blue and One Love here in KISS 92. Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new morning show brought to you by Carol. Hey, we've been talking about at what age is it appropriate for your kid to no longer sleep with you? When should they have their own room and learn a little bit of independence?
Yeah, because I never slept with my mom or dad around me. I always thought it was like a Hollywood Western kind of thing. But actually, looking at all the messages we're getting,
yeah,
a lot of parents, they just can't leave their kid's side.
All this started because Alicia Silverstone tweeted that, you know, her kid, her 11-year-old son, still sleeps with her.
11?
Yeah, 11. So we're wondering, what's the situation in Singapore?
So Gladys says, you know, my kids are not going to want to sleep with me forever. So even though it's uncomfortable, I'm enjoying it while it lasts.
Aww.
Gideon says, my daughter's 8.5 months and have already moved her to her own room. But Rachel has a very interesting take. She says, I sleep with my kids in their room, but once they fall asleep, I go back to my own room.
That's a good plan. Yeah. I like that. But it's also quite disruptive for the parent, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Now, here's Nora. We're calling her back. Good morning, Nora. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. It's Friday.
Yes! Where are you right now in Singapore?
I'm at Tiong Bahru. Ooh. Heading to work now, yeah.
What a wonderful place. Hey, tell us what your situation is like. How many kids do you have and are they still in your bed?
Unfortunately, yes. They're not on my bed. They're on their bed with their father.
Oh my God.
But how did it start? How did this arrangement happen?
Because they're going to primary one soon, the eldest one. So I have to prepare him to go to school and, you know, you have to be independent on your own. In the end, for one day, they managed to sleep on their own. The second day, they convinced their father to sleep with them.
Yeah. Well, Nora, yeah, you know what? I feel for you, but you got very smart kids, huh? So we want to give you the Frizzo Family Poopcation. It's worth over $1,000. You're going to be staying in the Shangri-La for the next 3 days, 2 nights.
Shangri-La staycation, you know.
Hey, Nora, yes, don't leave them behind. You have to bring them.
Can I just bring my husband?
You know what? That's you deserve it. You deserve it.
I have my husband like 3 days on my own.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you. I love Kiss 92.
Yes. Be happy. Be you. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill. Kiss 92.
Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook with Left and Right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill. Hey, time for us to give away another cool prize from Cali.
This is a dining experience there worth $100. They've got different outlets all around Singapore, but we're going to focus on one area right now.
They've got an outlet in Park Rochester in Changi, but the one we are zooming in on is Balestier.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're also curious today about what's happening in Balestier, what's good in the hood.
Okay.
So if you live in the Balestier area, hey, today, send us some recommendations about what we can do. What are some fun things to do in Balestier? Could be a restaurant, could be an activity, could be a particular shop. It's very near to our office, SPH, but we don't often travel down to Balestier.
Exactly. Like, I live really near Balestier, but that's that one neighborhood that I've not gone down to yet. I hear a lot of, like, there's like a bak kut teh with a lot of like celebrity faces.
It's so famous and it's so good.
I've never been there. I know there are some hotels there as well. There's like Days Hotel or something.
Yes. Also, I think an Ibis, if I'm not wrong.
There is, with a beautiful green patch, so you can have your coffee, have your drinks, and your children can play outside.
I'm quite conflicted. There's something I really love in Balestier, but once I tell people, everyone will go there and start buying it, and then there'll be none for me.
Say.
Maybe I come back later. I have to think about it, okay? But we want to know what's good in the hood in Balestier. Send us some recommendations this morning via WhatsApp 8855-0920 on KISS.
Ready?
Yeah.
What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The Morning Show. Hello. With Carol, Josh and Jill. KISS 92.
Good morning and TGI Friday. Carol, Josh and Joe with you till 10 o'clock. And oh boy, coming your way this hour, yet another lovely prize from Cali.
$100 voucher, beautiful location, 6 of them all over the island. And in celebration of the 10th anniversary, they're doing the no inflation menu.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Mexican food.
Yeah, and this prize waiting for you for telling us what's good in the hood. And in the spotlight today, Balestier. Is there something you know about that we too should know about?
I hear a lot about bak kut teh.
Durian, yes.
Bao sa piang. But, you know, I have a secret thing that I go there for. I'm not sure.
You must share that, Carol.
Tell us coming up. Please tell us. I want to know. I live nearby.
Okay. For now, though, Katie Tunstall on KISS.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on KISS 92.
Ava Max, My Head and My Heart here in KISS 92. It's all the great songs in one place. How are you doing this Friday? Carol, Josh and Jill here to take you into the weekend. And yes, because it's the weekend, we want to find out what's good in the hood. And in the spotlight today, Balestier. It's right around the corner for us.
Yeah, I live very close to Balestier, actually. So this weekend, I want to be a tourist in my own neighborhood. Reading the messages right now, I want to give a big shout out to Ollie. Ollie says, apart from the food, there's very nice churches, cathedrals, memorial halls. Zhongshan Park is very calming for him. And he says, Sasana Ransi Buddhist Temple. People will go there, dress in traditional clothing every Sunday morning, bearing flowers and offerings.
Nice.
But we have the winner, and he's a winner because not only did he give us the Google Map address to this place, he also has a recommendation for what to order. It is a Long Fat Tau Sa Pia. And Richard says when you go there, specifically ask for the salted Tau Sa Pia because you'll be going back again and again and again.
Tau Sa Pia.
This is very important, you know, Richard, because sometimes we'll go to these cool places, popular places, then I'll order...
You ordered the wrong thing. They're not nice. But there you go. That's why he's such a generous man, telling us where it is and what to order. Carol, you want to tell us your thing?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you you know a secret place in Balestier? Come on. Let's all learn from Carol. What is the secret place?
Share. There are lots of wonderful things in Balestier. Okay, mm-hmm. Apart from Tau Sapia, there's a paint shop. Good
what?
Paint.
Paint shop?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, there's several paint shops that you go to. Lights. You can go there to find nice houses.
Don't distract. Tell
okay,
us.
Okay, fine. Just a few doors down from the Tau Sapia place that Richard talked about is a Tau Sapia shop called 603. Okay, they also sell very good Tau Sapia, but they also have very good pastries like chicken pies, tuna chili puffs. Ooh. There's something called the volcano, which is a char siu puff.
Wow.
It's super mind-blowing. And the sardine puff, my goodness, dynamite, literally.
I love it.
Dynamite in, dynamite out. But yeah, pastries, amazing there. Okay, they've been around for quite a while and a lot of the times they're sold out. So you must call and book if you want to buy more than 10.
603.
She doesn't
want to
see it.
She looked at me. She gave
me
a death stare.
Yellows.
Okay, well, thank you anyway, Richard. Because of you, we've coaxed Carol into telling her her secret. You're walking away with a $100 voucher from Cali. Enjoy some really good Mexican food on us.
Congratulations.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
Lady Gaga and Born This Way here in KISS 92. Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro.
What I would give to hear this song in a club.
Oh my gosh.
Gaga's music in a nightclub. Oh my gosh. This is everything. This is why I'm so happy with where we are right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, the clubs are open. The bars are open. Everyone's chonging through the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know where they find their energy. I mean, 8:30, I want to go to bed. Let's not talk about clubs.
We need to take you out, Carol. We need to take you out.
Okay, so before we go out, we need to learn how to act right. But don't go to the clubs first. Let's just start at the bars, okay? We've got Steph on the line telling us what we should be doing this weekend.
Hi, KISS 92. It's Steph, Singapore's resident singleton.
Resident.
So here are some things that you should not do if you're a guy trying to pick up some chicks at the bar. Rule number one, if you're going to buy a girl a drink, can you at least make sure that it's a nice drink and not some house paw cranberry vodka? And like, at least buy like a cocktail or something lah. Rule number two, if the girl says no, please just accept it and move on, because it's not going to happen at all. Like, she's really just not into you. The third and final rule, which honestly I believe is the most important rule, is if you're really going out with like the sole purpose of trying to, I don't know, meet somebody new, then don't go with another girl. Don't go with like another girl or like another two girls. The girls are gonna think that one of them is like your girlfriend. So just go with a guy or like two guys and then be done with it.
Oh my god! That's hilarious. I wish I had a good girlfriend like that when, you know, I was in my clubbing phase.
Yes, she sounds so protective, not just of her friends, but of herself.
Yes.
Of what she wants, how she wants to be treated as well.
Yeah.
Very, very important. We can learn from this step.
She's the wing woman every girl needs when they go out.
And point number two, if the person says no, it means no. Please walk away. Please.
Exactly.
Actually, we need Jill. Very scary.
Can you imagine Jill and Steph together?
Oh my goodness.
That's it.
We're unstoppable at the
club.
We'll
never meet people like
Yeah, true.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on KISS 92.
Mario and Let Me Love You here in KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning and happy Friday. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill. The brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. Hey, let's find out what we can be watching this weekend.
Let's start with the cinemas, all right? Show some love to going back to the big screen. Thor, Love and Thunder is now on a stud week. If you haven't seen it, no excuses. Okay, there's also Minions 2, The Rise of Gru. I think all the ones wearing suits, they've already seen it.
I haven't.
Now go enjoy it, okay? There's also, if you're a big fan of Korean cinema, Park Chan-wook, he is a legend. He gave us Old Boy and all the Vengeance movies. He's got Decision to Leave in cinemas. There's also Elvis, if you haven't seen that, and a new horror film that critics are raving about. It stars Ethan Hawke in The Black Phone.
Oh wow, I used to love Ethan Hawke. Not sure about now though.
And also, if you're staying at home, right, my pick for you is a series.
Huh?
Arrested Development.
Oh, that one.
Classic, yeah.
Oh, so everyone's watched it.
Yeah. Yes, where have you been?
I haven't watched watches. So
it's not new, Jill.
I know it's not new, but I've never watched this series. I guess I didn't have cable also like back then.
And that's okay, because you know, the thing about Netflix these days, you can watch, I've never seen Grey's Anatomy before.
Mm, yeah.
You know, so that's a chance for me to dive into that. I've never seen like Frasier or Seinfeld.
So that's so good.
I've Frasier.
Never seen
Come
it.
Come on. Homework.
I will.
You got homework.
So Arrested Development is on Disney, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah, Disney cool. Plus.
Nice. Okay, can we pause for a moment here, guys?
Why?
Today,
why? What
happened? Today is Grey Man Day.
What's Grey Man Day?
It's the new Chris Evans movie.
Oh my gosh, Carol!
The one with Ryan Gosling. Have you not been paying attention?
No,
it's the most expensive Netflix movie to date.
Oh.
And it drops today on Netflix.
Oh.
All right, so everyone stay home.
Okay.
Don't panic.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a US timing, so I'm looking at it. It's going to drop today, but I don't know what time.
Okay.
But sometime today. Okay.
The moment it does, you're just going to.
Yeah, be still my tiki tika. It's Kiss 92.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Mandy Moore, I want to be with you here in Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. And yes, who do you want to be with this weekend? Hopefully it's Carol, Josh, and Jill. Unfortunately, it's almost time for us to go. But before we do, hey, NDP tickets. How'd you like to win some?
This is actually just speaking to you, isn't it, Carol? Because you've actually never been.
I know, I feel sad, guys. I honestly feel very sad.
I think, don't be sad. Put it as that is the goal for you, okay? Mm. I think every Singaporean, at some point, you have to be there at the NDP.
Mm. And you can win your tickets this year, okay? All you have to do is take a video of yourself dancing along to this year's theme song, Stronger Together, and you could be winning a pair of tickets. Just check out the website ndp.gov.sg and make sure you submit it, okay? That's all, Carol. You can win.
Yes, and it's not just like this. One pair of tickets they're giving away. They're giving away 44 pairs of NDP tickets. So the chances are there. May the odds be in your favor.
What do I have to do again?
Sing, song, dance.
Okay, are you going to sing and dance with
me? We will direct you. We will do for you.
Can you actually sing this year's song, Stronger Together?
I personally can't, but we've heard you sing. So you can sing and dance. And on top of the tickets, you also get plushies. Then you got Lucky Draw Contest. You can take part.
Free toy, I want free toy.
Okay, that's a mission next week. We're going to film Carol singing and dancing, and we're going to submit on her behalf.
Okay, yes. The closing date is the 31st of July. Terms and conditions apply. Of course, once again, head on down to ndp.gov.sg. Good luck. And on that note, time for us to vamoose. Thank you so much for your company. Have a beautiful weekend. Chat to you on Monday. Mwah. Be well.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.